Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and sisters, in the preceding verses of the scriptural text that I read in your hearing, we find that the Apostle Paul is writing a letter to the believers in Christ or church in Colossae. He begins his letter with words of thanksgiving and prayer for them. In verses 3 and 4, Paul thanks God for the faith and transformed lives of the Colossian believers. He notes that he has heard of the love that they have for all God's people. In verses 5 through 8, Paul thanks God for the spiritual fruit and growth that the believers in Colossae are demonstrating in their words and deeds, and how they gladly receive the gospel message given to them by Epaphras, a faithful minister and fellow servant of God with Paul. In verse 9, Paul prays and asks God to give them a full knowledge of his will for their lives, as well as deep spiritual understanding and wisdom. In verse 10, he asks God to help them live for him and to add to their ever-growing knowledge of him and his will. And in verse 11, Paul prays that God will infuse them with his strength and to fill them with joy. I don't know about you today, but this prayer that Paul prayed for the Colossian believers, that's the kind of prayer I want somebody to pray to God for me. I want somebody to pray for me that I will keep the faith and have great endurance and patience. I want somebody who will pray that I continue to grow in the knowledge of God and his will for my life. How many of you present today, watching or listening, would love for someone to pray that kind of prayer for you? Well, when we get to verses 12 through 14, Paul changes his focus. Instead of focusing on what he wanted God to do for them, he turns his attention to what God has already done to make all that he has asked for them an ultimate reality. Paul gives the Colossian believers some reasons to give thanks to God for what he has already done for them and in them. In verse 12, Paul writes, "And giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light." The Apostle Paul tells the Colossian believers, as well as us today, that we should give joyful thanks to the Father. In other words, Paul is saying in everything, We ought to give thanks. Now, when we look closely at the life of the Apostle Paul as recorded in the Bible, throughout Paul's life, he experienced many things that could cause a person not to be thankful. Paul had gone through many hardships for his faith and belief in Christ. Paul had been beaten, stoned, left for dead, shipwrecked, bitten by a snake, chased out of numerous towns, ridiculed, mocked, threatened, and even spent some time in jail with no bail. But in spite of all that he went through, he never failed to give thanks to God for his power and his presence in his life. Now, I suggest if anyone had the right to be unthankful or ungrateful and to complain about what was going on in their life, it certainly was the Apostle Paul. But he made a conscientious choice to be joyfully thankful to God in all circumstances and in all situations. As believers in Christ Jesus, we too can choose to be thankful in all things. No matter how hard the test or trial, we can choose. Tell your neighbor, we can choose. We can choose to believe that everything that happens to us in this life has a purpose and that God is in control of our lives, and therefore we should be able to say that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. Now, my brothers and sisters, the first reason that Paul tells us that we should give joyful thanks to God the Father is because he qualified us to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. Lean over and tell your neighbor, God qualified us. This word qualified means to make sufficient or to make fit. What did God qualify you and I for? It's right there in the text. God has qualified us to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. Now, the emphasis is on the fact that we are not qualified to inherit anything from God through our own merits. It is the Father who has qualified or made us sufficient or fit to become partakers of the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. Here is the truth. Before God saved us by his grace, we were in every way unfit for any inheritance in his kingdom. The Bible tells us that because man violated God's commandment in the Garden of Eden. Man fell from his holy estate that God created him in and inherited a sinful nature. And with the sinful nature came also man's being completely cut off from God and utterly incapable of doing anything in his own power to achieve his own redemption. The only thing that fallen man was fit for was God's wrath and eternal separation from God in hell. And that is exactly what we had received had it not been for God's great mercy and favor that he demonstrated toward us. God in his mercy made fit the unfit. God in his mercy made the unqualified qualified. Paul writes to the believers at Ephesus in chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. He says, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work and those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But somebody say, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace. Come on, somebody say grace. It is by grace that God saved us while we were yet sinners. And I thank God for qualifying us to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying right now, you and I who are believers in Christ are now the sons and daughters of God and are kingdom citizens. Paul writes in Ephesians 2:19, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household. Thank God that he made us qualified, made us fit to share in his inheritance. That is why we should give him joyful thanks. The Apostle Paul gives us another reason why we should give joyful thanks to God. Paul says in verse 13, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. What are you saying, Pastor Wood? We should be joyfully thankful to God because God rescued us. Oh, y'all don't even sound like that's no good news. I said God rescued us. He rescued us from the dominion or the control of darkness. My brothers and sisters, how often do we find ourselves needing to be rescued? How often do we find ourselves struggling against some evil or some temptation that, try as hard as we might, appears that we are unable to make any positive headway in confronting it? Have you ever found yourself in that place? Have you ever found yourself trapped in the darkness of one of life's storms and needing to be rescued out of it? Oh, maybe you're here today and you feel like you are trapped in the darkness of some financial difficulty. Maybe you're here today and you feel like you are trapped in the darkness of some bad habit or addiction. Maybe you're here today and you feel like you are trapped in the darkness of an unhealthy relationship. Maybe you feel like you are trapped in the darkness of spiritual disillusionment. If you are here today and feel like you are trapped in depression and despair, I've got some good news to tell you. You are in the right place at the right time, for Jesus is here. And he is the one who has the power to deliver you out of your current state of darkness. And guess what? Guess what? You won't be the first person, nor will you be the last person that Jesus has had to rescue. Am I right about it? If you take a cursory look through the Bible, you will find a lot of people that Jesus had to rescue out of a dark place. Jesus had to rescue Bartimaeus from blindness. He had to rescue Mary Magdalene from demonic darkness. He had to rescue Lazarus from the darkness of the grave. He had to rescue Peter from the darkness of denial. And he had to rescue Thomas from the darkness of doubt. And guess what? No matter how dark the storm clouds are appearing in your life, Jesus has the power to rescue you. Tell your neighbor, Jesus can rescue you. Paul tells the Colossian believers, and he tells us that we should joyfully thank God because he rescued us from the control of darkness. And because God has rescued us from the dominion and the control of the darkness of sin, Paul writes in his epistle to the Romans, chapter 6, beginning at verse 11, he says, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you can obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to Him as an instrument of righteousness. Why? For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but you are under grace. This is some good preaching, y'all. God has given to the believer in Christ the person of the Holy Spirit, who gives us the inner strength to overcome and not to submit to the presence and power of sin in this world. Do you not know that without God's presence in our lives, we would be hopeless and helpless in the area of submitting ourselves to the dominion and power of sin? But because God has rescued us from the power of sin's control over our lives, we must joyfully tell Him thank you and give Him all the glory and all the praise that can come from our lives. Well, the Apostle Paul tells us that we should joyfully give God thanks for qualifying us to share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light. And that we should joyfully give God thanks for rescuing us from the dominion of darkness. But there's another reason that the apostle tells us that we should joyfully thank God. And that is because God has redeemed us. Paul writes in verse 14, in whom we have redemption. God has redeemed us. What does it mean, Pastor, to be redeemed? To be redeemed means to buy back. God desired to buy fallen man's indebtedness to sin. When mankind sinned in the Garden of Eden, mankind inherited a debt that they could not pay. The only way that mankind could be set free from the debt of sin was through the redemptive power of our God. Only God could buy back or redeem fallen man to Himself. There is a story about a Russian soldier who had become hopelessly enslaved in debt. He sat down in desperation and wrote out a list of his indebtedness. Summing up the whole matter, he wrote in despair at the bottom of the page, "Who can pay such a debt as this. That night, while the soldiers slept, Nicholas the emperor passed through the barracks in disguise and saw and read the note that laid beside the sleeping soldier. Beside the soldier's question, at the end of the page, that question, who can pay such a debt as this? He wrote one word. He wrote Nicholas. In the morning, the soldier woke up and wondered who wrote on this note. But all of the wonder vanished when at 10 o'clock that morning, the Emperor Nicholas sent him all the money that he needed to free him of all his debts. Come here real quick. All of us, when we think of our debt to sin, can say like the soldier, who can pay such a debt? But I'm so glad that we can joyfully say that at the end of our question, we can write one name. And you know what that name is? Jesus. The hymn writer wrote, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe, where sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I am joyfully thankful that Jesus redeemed my life from destruction. I'm glad that Jesus believed that I was worth saving. I'm so glad that Jesus was willing to invest his presence in me. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm joyfully glad that God loved me so much that he was willing to redeem me from my sin. Can I just give you one more reason why we should be joyfully thankful? Paul admonishes the Colossian believers and believers today to joyfully thank God. For in verse 14, Paul says, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Lord have mercy. Paul is saying that we should thank God for his forgiveness. Oh, y'all didn't act like that was nothing. I said, Paul said we should be joyfully thankful because God forgave us. Not only has he forgave us, he is still forgiving us. I'm glad forgiveness is in a linear motion. Because I don't know about you, but I don't live perfectly. But I thank God that his forgiveness continues to lead and to follow me as I go along in life. But you know what I discovered? I'm through. I discovered that you got some church folk and some other folk who will try to imprison you in our past sins. You got some church folk who act like the Trinity needs to be expanded and that their name should be added to the Trinity. But no, no, no. The Bible said if you were born here in this world, that you were born a sinner. That in fact, the Bible says it like this, for all, that means all, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But there are some people who act like they've never sinned. They always try to hold other people hostage because of their sin. But I'm so glad that God loved you and I so much that he was willing to send his only begotten son, placed our sin upon him, and allowed him to die in our place that we might be forgiven. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I thank God for his forgiveness. That's right. We got to be careful how we deal with other folks' sin. Stop trying to imprison people by their past. Yeah. I used to be nasty, Nathaniel. But I'm not who I used to be, because Jesus, his presence, his spirit is in my life, and he's working his redemptive work in me. You know what? I ain't gonna let you keep bringing up my past as if God hadn't done anything for me. Tell your person beside you, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. Never said I was perfect. But I've been perfectly forgiven. I'm perfectly forgiven. And so I have a reason to be joyful and thankful for God's gifts that he has given to me. Come on, stand to your feet all over the church. I have, and you have, some reasons to be joyfully thankful. You know what gets me sometimes? You know, the Spirit of God gets to moving, and you feel the joy of the Spirit in your life, and you throw up your hands, or you might jump to your feet. You might scream out hallelujah or thank you. But there'll be some folk looking. I don't know why they shouting all the time. don't know why they hollering and making all that noise. I remember when. That's all right, yeah. The key word is when. When. But see, I can joyfully thank him now. Because I'm not who I used to be. I'm not perfect. I might have only come a little way, but I'm making progress. And so if my praise offends you, then you might as well be offended. Because I'm gonna praise him. You know why? Because this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world, I ain't gonna let the world take it away. I'm gonna praise him. I'm gonna be joyful. I'm gonna glorify him. I'm gonna magnify him. You can call me crazy. You can call me beside myself. Call me whatever you want. But you don't know like I know what God has done for me and what he's doing in my life.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.